Do you desire to become more? Perhaps you want to step out of your comfort zone, turn on your inner lights, and get clear direction on how to shine the spotlight on your brilliance? Welcome to your weekly Shine Capsule with host, BAFTA Award-nominated author and Shine Strategist Clara Ruffai, as she helps you unlock your shine factor so you can soar higher into new expressions. Now here is your host, Clara Ruffai. Hello everyone, I'm Clara Ruffai, your Shine Strategist. So today, I'm looking at the word identify, and I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on why I believe it is such an important word, the word identify. I'm looking at four ways that you can relate with the word identify and the four key things that you need to identify that will help you achieve your goals and shine the spotlight on your brilliance. Number one, identify who you are. Here you need to unmask yourself and be butt naked before your own self. So to do this, you need to be vulnerable and accept that you are not yet who you need to be. Accept that you are on a journey and it is not a destination. Remember, it is a journey. So once you accept this to be a fact and you free yourself from self-judgment and self-doubt, then you'll be able to find clarity and courage to embark on your journey. And as you embark with faith and with hope on that journey, then discernment comes and you start to become who you need to be to optimally shine. And that is through your experiences, the people you encounter, and the lessons you learn along the way. And can I just share something with you that I had to personally learn for myself? You see, I've had to learn that we must never apologize or diminish or hide any part of who we are on the way to becoming who we are called to be. So think about it this way. We have a duty to love on ourselves, always and shamelessly. I call it, you know, falling head over heels in love with who you are right now on the way to becoming who you are meant to be. You see, I learned this lesson a while ago, but a reminder of it dropped into my spirit earlier this week. And I was so touched by it that I actually made a meme about it and I shared it on my social media platforms. So it's important. Do not apologize for who you are now. Do not diminish it. Do not hide that part of who you are now because it's going to serve you when you seek to become who you are meant to become. And this brings me to number two, the second thing that you need to identify to walk in your brilliance. Identify what that pain or frustration is that you keep being drawn to. And you can't seem to get your mind off of it. That could be your calling. That could be your life's work. And please, please realize that this may be a pain or frustration for you personally, or it may be a pain or a frustration that you see other people suffering or enduring. And yet you feel it tugging at your heartstrings. You hear that resonant voice saying, it really doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't have to be this way. So always ask, what is that question that you are the answer to? Is there a vision that keeps showing up in your heart about how something can be improved perhaps? Are there needs that you have identified that you feel like, you know, I've got to tackle this. I have got to, you know, just tackle this head on. This has to be my job to do. This one has my name on it. If there's a particular thing that your inner GPS seems to be pulling you towards, then stop and listen and identify what that might be. And while you're at it, visualize what it would look like for that pain or frustration to be resolved. And this brings me to number three. Identify the solution that you bring to the world. You see, as human beings, we tend to focus on what we lack rather than what we do have. I was guilty of that. Honestly, years ago, when I started to toy with the idea of starting my business alongside a demanding corporate job, I kept knocking myself out, focusing on what I didn't have. So I figured I didn't have the time because, of course, I had a busy corporate job. And I also figured I didn't have the money because, of course, starting a business requires some form of financial investment. And the third thing that I used to knock myself out over was my fear. Because, embarking on a new venture was going to require me to utilize new skills, and I doubted myself in that area. But with the benefit of hindsight, my advice to you is this: focus on what you have and not on what you don't have. So I ask you right now, think about this. What's in your hands? What is it that you have or know or carry that you can craft into a solution for somebody else? Because you see, wherever there is a problem, there's often a solution not too far away. And that solution is usually put in the hands of a person, but is often intended to soothe another person's pain or to resolve a problem or a frustration that somebody else has. You see, there is a person or a group of people just waiting to be served by your solution. So you need to identify that solution. What is it that you can offer your target audience? Identify what you need to do to start delivering that solution that you know you carry. Okay? Remember, you don't yet have everything that you need to function optimally. As you embark on your journey, that is how you become. That is when you become and you earn and you learn and you grow everything that you need to function optimally. You see, life is really about constantly learning and reinventing. So, what skills do you need to learn? In what direction do you need to grow? Most important of all, who do you need to help? Of course, this brings me to number four, which is the very last and the most important, perhaps. Identify those you are called to serve. Because there's really no point in having a solution that no one knows about. I mean, that would be what the good book calls lighting your light and putting it under a bushel. We're called to be a bright light, like set on top of a hill. So, identify who your target audience is so that you can serve them with your solution. Who are they? Where are they? Where do they hang out? How can you find and connect with them? I promise you, going through these four steps will pay you in a number of ways. One is you'll become more intimate with your calling and more at home with it, more comfortable in expressing it. Two is you'll understand what you need to do to walk in your calling, that is to express your brilliance. Three, you will gain confidence and authority in delivering your solution to those that you are called to serve. And as I leave you, I'd like to leave you with four action steps. I'd like to challenge you to identify four things. Who are you and who are you seeking to become? Number two, what is that vision that keeps tugging at your heart? Number three, what is the solution that you can offer the world? And number four, who or what do you need to help you express your brilliance? And I hope that you think about these four action steps and actually put pen to paper and begin to work. Get your journal and begin to work these questions out. It will put you in a much better place towards expressing your brilliance and walking in your shine. So until next time, when I come your way again, keep shining and remember, don't let anything or anyone ever dull your shine.
If you enjoyed today's Shine Capsule with Clara Rufai, don't forget to leave a comment and share with those you love.